This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bars in most, maybe all, actually, parts of the country are open again. And in almost all of those places, those bars are struggling to find enough people to work. We have talked a lot about that. A lot of bartenders, though, are also missing a key ingredient. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin is on that one.
In Killington, Vermont, Patty McGrath's Irish Pub just got some troubling news from their distributor. Guinness supply may be limited.
Well, that would certainly put a dent in things. We are the biggest seller of Guinness in the state of Vermont.
They need it for pints, of course, but they also need gallons for their Guinness stew. But can't they just switch it with another stout?
No. No, I'm not sure that's a possibility.
Vermont is one of several states reporting alcohol shortages. But Mandrake Bar in Los Angeles is having problems, too. Owner Flora Wiegman says reopening has been like starting a new business.
It really was building a new menu and then building the new menu again based on what was available.
She says bourbon, tequila, and wine are among the orders that keep getting delayed. The holdups left many bars in a tight spot after already being closed for months, says Reed Beckers with Classic Beverage of Southern California, one of Mandrake Bar's suppliers. From his perspective, a step up the supply chain, the alcohol is there. It's a shortage of labor and materials.
Glassware. Glassware is just a killer. Even if you have the product ready, you can't get it packaged.
Also, kegs and aluminum cans are hard to come by. According to Patrick Anderson, CEO of Anderson Economic Group, inefficiency is a function of the industry. After Prohibition, he says, each step of the supply chain got regulated.
One of the reasons for the system we have is temperance, meaning we're not really encouraging you to drink. And second is to levy taxes.
So when demand is hot and there's shortages in one place, the whole system slows down. For the sake of moderation. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.